Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss painting during the nasty, my downed powerline drama, mustard-flavored Skittles, Scott Hoying gaying up High School Musical, and we say one last arrivederci to Pee Wee Herman. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey. Cool.
Hi. Hey, Taylor. Ooh. Hey, Taylor.
Taylor Achalai.
Hey, Taylor Achalai.
That's what the people are calling. The kids these days have been calling me that.
Taylor Achalai.
You know what? Have you ever considered changing your name?
No, I love my name. Although,
right.
I wrote in college, I had to write an essay about, it was a rant. She said, write a rant. And I wrote a rant about my name. And it was a hit. The kids loved it. But I was just joshing for the rant.
You didn't mean anything you said?
I mean a little bit here and there, but I wouldn't.
You were all, what's the deal with Corey's with a K?
Here, hold on. We'll pause the podcast and I'll read the whole story to you.
Pass. It's a pass. I think I get the vibe.
Okay.
Well, if you did want to change your name, you could. Because did you hear? If you change your first name to Subway... Subway is giving people who do the first person or who anybody who does it Subway for life.
You know, I actually hate Subway and I think it's disgusting and I hate the smell of it and I think it's gross.
Okay.
But Subway was the first place where I fell in love with banana peppers, which to this day, top tier pepper.
So you win some, you lose some.
And banana peppers were really my segue into jalapeno peppers, which I also love now, and I think...
Your Subway?
Huh?
Your Segway or Subway?
You're trying to make a joke, and I'm not having it.
Okay. All right.
So what you learned is that I love a pepper. Yum, 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 yum.
Okay. All right, there's a lot of different kinds of peppers. I could go with that.
Do you like jalapeno peppers? Yes, and?
No, I don't like any jalapenos. I don't like hot peppers, banana peppers. I love yellow peppers.
You love a bell pepper.
I love a bell pepper. I love a roasted red pepper on a pizza experience. I like yellow peppers, red peppers, orange peppers. I like them crisp, crunchy, cold, damp even.
You put like those from peppers in your... You put those peppers in your guac for a minute.
Yeah, because I was wild. Only for I had gone off the deep end there.
Do you still like to buy the little peppers in the bag, the colorful bag, and just eat them?
No, I haven't done that since we lived together.
Oh, well, you should try it. See if you still love it. Still see if you still love peppers the way you say you love peppers.
When we were living together, I went off the deep end with the guac recipes because I was doing too much. I had lost the plot.
Yes.
I had lost the
You were putting mango in it. You were putting mango in it.
I was doing
it. And I was like
I put Yeah, it was like the little bit of chopped yellow or red peppers was just for garnish. And somewhere along the line, I just started putting tons of peppers. Anyway, my
pepper problem.
I had a pepper problem.
When's the last time you made your guac?
It's been years.
Damn.
I've lost the recipe.
What would you say are your top three recipes that you can really dazzle?
Recipe for disaster.
Honey, no. We're talking scrummer time in your yummer time.
Okay. Things that I can make.
Don't you love a pasta salad?
I make a good banana bread.
Really?
Yeah, I make a good pasta salad. You're right.
Do you know how to make your banana bread from scratch without looking?
No.
Well, whose recipe are you Googling?
I'm just Google banana bread.
You're like Betty Crocker?
I just Google. I don't have any of my own recipes, really.
I would argue that ain't your recipe, then.
You can
follow a recipe. Congrats.
And barely.
And if you have a banana bread pan, you are already ahead of me. So I'm not one to shit on your banana bread.
Those like little slide out drawers for underneath your espresso machine?
No, because I don't drink coffee. Did you know that about me?
I do, but you understand the concept that I'm trying to paint the picture of.
I think I've seen it at your home before.
Okay.
Aren't those pods terrible for the environment?
Yeah, so I stopped using them. We don't do that anymore, especially because it's like they're single use, but I think you can recycle them. Brandon, I know Brandon's out there and he has told me before that those are actually recyclable.
Well,
I think, or he told me that they're not. Either way, Brandon knew something about something. Anyway, we stopped using our espresso machine, and I already had like one of those little drawers for underneath. I started putting my spices, my little, instead of having like a spice rack, I have them in a drawer underneath my...
like a pinch of paprika?
Yes, for underneath my, what is that? What is that? Like, not a deep fryer, but a...
air fryer.
Air fryer. So underneath the air fryer is a little drawer with all of the spices for cooking. Because Hudson is a chef, so.
Well, then I guess you don't need to have a top three recipes.
I always have to be taking inventory of all of our spices. I had to go get curry powder this week.
Well, someone had to.
We have so much turmeric. Everyone always thinks we need turmeric, but it's like, no, we need curry powder.
Who's bringing you turmeric?
Hudson is always buying turmeric, thinking that we need turmeric, but we always need curry powder, not turmeric. Anyway, nobody cares.
No more turmeric.
Hey.
I could use some. Can you send me one up here?
A turmeric?
Yeah.
I'll bring it. Do you really need one? I'll bring it.
I don't know what I'd use it for.
Hey, what did you do on August 5th?
I think I was in Amsterdam.
So did you celebrate?
August 5th?
Oh, well, it's National Mustard Day, so you were not really in the country to celebrate it.
No, I would say, actually, okay, so I went to Brussels, since you asked.
I did, so since you answered.
So there I was in Brussels, and we were at a very traditional Belgium/French restaurant, because they speak French there. And the guy was all, you should try this little appetizer. And I looked, and it was just like meats and cheeses and radishes. Like little cubes of cheese. And then the waiter came back and he was like, no, you got to try it like this. And he made me take my little cube of cheese with a toothpick, dip it in like a Dijon mustard, and then sprinkle celery salt on top of it. They were very handing us.
I didn't even know celery came out with a salt.
They were very much handing all of us our own individual celery salt. And I was like, is this for real, or are they all joshing for the restaurant in the back?
You're like getting pranked this seven carat.
I had to eat a little chunk of cheese dipped in mustard sprinkled with celery salt. And he was like, pretty good, huh? And I was like, yeah.
Did it hit the spot?
Listen, you would actually love it. You're always trying to like zhuzh it up.
Yeah, well, have you ever dipped an Oreo in orange juice?
I think I have.
You know, you have to trust the process before you judge.
Have you ever had orange juice right after you brushed your teeth?
Probably. Is that the thing?
No, it just tastes bad.
Oh, well, I like orange juice always.
Okay.
I'm chill about orange
juice. So tell me about National Mustard Day.
Well, to celebrate National Mustard Day, Skittles came out with a limited edition yellow Skittles bag that's all mustard flavored Skittles.
I would try it. I would try. I would.
After I just said don't knock it till you try it, but I gotta say that sounds.
What kind? Is it like a yellow? Is it like a Dijon? Is it like a grape?
It's looking yellow. Yellow.
Oh, it's all one flavor. It's giving piss in a bag.
Is mustard piss to you?
No,
does
listen,
mustard taste like
not
piss to
all
you?
Piss is mustard, but not all mustard is piss. You know.
I do know. I do know. I do.
So you, is this real or is this like a prank?
This is real.
I'm Googling.
Well, I saw it on Pop Crave, so who's to know?
Well, they got to come out with something because Skittles was named the worst food for you to eat in the world.
I saw that. That's devastating.
Okay, so here I am. I'm looking at
McCormick.
I'm looking at McCormick.com/French's/mustard-Skittles. Skittles is a candy that needs no introduction, but deserves a lot of love. That's why we hopped on board to combine their candy with our Tang, and we're over the moon. Is this for real?
Okay.
How do I buy
it?
How do I?
Let's get it and let's try it.
How do I buy a bag?
I don't know, baby. You got to get in the gig of that.
I'm looking.
I don't know. It was on Pop Crave, so like, that's my daily dose of news. you can tell there's like a content creation strike going on because, baby, the news is bottom of the barrel over on Pop Crave. They don't know what to report when people are on strike. Things are in disarray.
When people are all like, oh, I read this article. When you say that it's really just you had read a Pop Crave tweet?
Yes. Without a doubt. Absolutely.
I don't think...
Hey... Well, I do have some bad news that I did first read on Pop Crave.
Why did your hey sound like Wendy Williams going,
Has she ever said that?
Yes.
I'll
send you a video. It's like when she spills water on her lap or something and she's like,
Oh, yeah, that does ring a bell. That does.
Okay, so now what are you going to say about?
I was going to say Pee Wee Herman died. That's so sad.
Yeah, I thought of you when I saw it. Did I break the news to you?
I thought of you when I saw it. Yes, you did break the news to me.
Well, my mom even texted me and said he died sad face. So
yeah, and then it was confirmed by Pop Crave. It was my first, I was like, you know what?
I think I was kind enough.
Yeah, I was very bummed.
I think I was kind enough to at least send you the CNN article.
Thanks. Yeah, I thought of you because one Halloween, Corey dressed as Pee-wee.
Oh my God, I forgot I did that.
If
we could go back in time to that Halloween, I don't know what you were dressed as. Do you remember?
I was a mime.
You were a mime. I was with three idiots who got makeup all over everything.
It might have been me, the mime.
It was you, your matching mime boyfriend, and my boyfriend who was painted all blue as a Smurf.
Oh, it's all coming back. It's all coming back. Yes, yes, yes. I was looking good, though. You know, those American Apparel striped shirts, they came in white and black, white and navy, white and red. And eventually they came out with white and green. Anyway, those were American Apparel. Does it still exist? Maybe it's only online. American Apparel was the one-stop Halloween shop for me.
I still have a lot of basics from there. My favorite hoodie is from American Apparel.
American Apparel had a something called a box hammer tee.
I don't know what that means.
It was a t-shirt that fit me correct, so I went back and I bought 40 of them. I have literally 40 black medium hammer tee shirts from American Apparel.
Still?
Stack. Yes.
Does it still fit you snatched?
Yes, yes, it's so correct. It's so correct. They also came in blue, and I have like maybe 20 of those, 10 of those.
Well, did you want to pour one out for Pee-wee or like?
Oh, I had moved on what to American consumption.
What I was going to say.
I would pour one out for Pee-wee.
I was going to say, if we could go back in time and do that Halloween over again, would you rather go as the alien from the opening scene of that Pee-wee movie?
Arrivederci.
And that could be our couples costume.
That would be great. It's a E.T. knockoff type of vibe as Pee-wee's best friend from space. And they're like saying goodbye to each other. That or maybe Cherry.
Damn, yeah. Wait, or, did when I was reading the article about him passing, did I see that Natasha Leon was one of the kids on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
That does ring a bell.
Did I say her name right? That's her name, right?
The name rings a bell, and that fact rings a bell.
Well,
I don't know. Whenever we were like pitching the slumber party tour, we would always say, "Oh, it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse vibes." And so, like, that was to me. Pee-wee has always been such an inspiration, and also moving into the Twitch world, like, I so look at like the make-believe, play-pretend, world-building aspect of what we get up to on Twitch to feel so like my version of Pee-wee's Playhouse. And that is like a core inspiration of my like entire creative experience on the internet. So like, I was very bummed to see that news.
Honestly, if you're, I don't know if the chair you sit in when you stream is comfortable. I hope it is.
It's not.
But I think, what if you had like a cherry chair to sit in that was like so comfortable?
I could. I have swayed away from...
Did you say swayed away?
swayed away. I have stayed away.
I don't think Cherry's swayed. I don't think she's swayed.
I have stayed away from fabric chairs, nor swayed.
Why? You don't want that swass?
Well, I'm a spiller by nature.
Oh, that's true. You do spill.
I spill, I sweat. You know, I'm not trying to have a gross chair.
I'm trying to Google Cherry pictures of her, and I can't figure out how to spell her name.
Chair with a Y.
Well, yeah, that's what I figured out. Dang. All right.
Dang what? Are you turned on?
No, I'm just thinking pretty... Cherry's pretty bomb.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, did you see Barbie yet?
No.
Okay, me neither. But so we have homework. Can we see Barbie soon so that we can talk about it at some point?
I think I...
Oh, wait, we probably can't. Well. You're right. You're so right. Never mind. Well, I was going to say, A, it passed $1 billion.
It did. It really did do that.
Which made it the first... female directed, I don't know what, like,
solo specific... female directed film to cross $1 billion.
And good for everyone involved. And Ryan's biggest movie, and
really,
and what's her face's, what's her name?
I was gonna say Margot. Is that it?
Yeah, maybe Margot Robbie. Or, yeah, I didn't see
that. Sounds right to me.
Anyway,
aren't
it's
we
everybody's biggest movie ever? But now that Barbie has happened, you know how we've kind of talked about how Mattel is making a cinematic universe with all of their properties.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a lineup, a list of things that are active in development apparently within this, in this cinematic universe. Do you want to hear what is on the list?
I read the article. And you know my brain is a steel trap.
Okay, so what's on the list? Don't look without looking it up. Tell me.
Magic 8-Ball, the scary.
Yeah,
movie.
Slow before we continue. What the hell?
I thought that was such a duh. Like when they said they wanted to make a spooky Magic 8-Ball movie, I was like, that. How has that not already been made?
You know what? I'm immediately convinced. You convinced me.
Ouija board. There's been a movie. People crawling through TVs.
Okay. What are the other ones?
There was a lot of like Matchbox cars shit.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. You know, yeah. Like
if yeah, that makes sense. Fast like a Cars movie.
Fast and the Furious meets Hot Wheels.
Sure. Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket. I saw. What's that view?
Being directed by Lena Dunham.
What's that viewfinder thing? Like that kaleidoscope viewfinder looking.
Viewmaster.
Viewmaster. What is that? Wait. Is there an Etch-a-Sketch movie?
I don't see one, but that I think you, that would... What? Oh, you hold it and you click
you
it and
put
it shows the next thing.
Viewmaster is you hold it, you put the little paper thing in it that would always get like wrinkled and ripped because you were a four-year-old, and then you hold it up to your eye and you click it and look at a different picture.
Okay, so like it's going to be like enchanted and teleport you to places that you can see and imagine.
I say make that a scary movie, baby. Make that the next Saw. Sit their ass down, viewfinder their face.
Okay.
What don't you want to see?
What's Masters of the Universe?
Masters of the Universe was He-Man.
Is that He-Man?
Hell yeah, yeah okay. It was.
You know, there was somebody in my sweet mate in freshman year of college was named He-Man. Legally. Legally,
you know when you know
He-Man.
Are you familiar with the term schwing?
Yeah, you tweeted it. You texted it this morning to me. What's up with that?
What does it mean?
It's like boner.
What would you say is like the opposite of schwing?
Womp womp.
Schwong.
If that's schwong, I don't want to be schwing. Schwong. Schwong is like schlong, so no.
Schwong
gives me big...
Schwong?
Schwong gives me schwing energy. So I think schwong is too close to schlong.
I think schwong is when it's all wrong. Like when you see... when you hear a song you like schwing, you hear a song you're not into schwong.
Sure, okay.
It's a schwong for me, bro.
Let's see if it sticks, baby.
Yeah, well, there was another Cars something related shit in that toy movie.
Matchbox? I don't know what Matchbox is. Thomas and Friends? Is that the train?
I don't know, Thomas. I don't have...
Christmas Balloon? I don't know Christmas
what
Balloon.
What the fuck is Christmas Balloon?
Wishbone? I loved Wishbone.
That dog... Oh my god.
That dog
had
was giving
style.
Renaissance fair. That dog loved a Renaissance fair. I would like to go to a Renaissance fair.
I would like to sit down and talk to the person who was the lead stylist for that dog for each year that show ran. How many seasons did Wishbone get?
It felt like all of my childhood. Probably 2 seasons.
Wishbone had 2 seasons.
See, like it felt like it was such a, it was on every day for my entire life and it was only 2 seasons. That's wild.
Wow. You want to hear what Big Capitalism had to say about Wishbone?
What?
The reason Wishbone got canceled was, according to creators, because it lacked merchandising potential.
Oh, well, look who comes crawling back with the Mattel Cinematic Universe.
If you're going to have a free-to-watch public television, then you need to merchandise that dog. How was Wishbone not merchandisable? I don't know if that's a word. But how is Wishbone not? But you know who was? That fucking Taco Bell dog. That shit made money.
I've read the entire Taco Bell dog's Wikipedia. It's actually fascinating. It is fascinating, the behind-the-scenes trauma.
Well, I just think Wishbone didn't have the right marketers.
Well, not anymore. Things are fixed. Hey, you know what else is fixed?
Wishbone, probably.
No. Hey, did you watch High School Musical back in the day, or have you ever seen High School Musical?
The original High School Musicals?
Any of them, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Half the time you're trying to talk to me about High School Musical, the show.
Well, I'm about to talk about both, I think.
Okay, well, I have seen the original High School Musical, the movie, but I didn't see it until it was like past its prime. Like, I wasn't in when it was in.
Got it. Well, so, but you, of course, remember...
Troy Bolton as the bumbling doctor?
No, Lucas Grabeel?
Oh, Grabeel? Yes. How could you forget? No, I don't know who that is.
As Ryan Sharpay's brother, Ryan? Oh, Ryan Evans?
Okay, sure. Yeah, Sharpay's brother.
They're like the drama kids. He's queer coded.
You know who they're giving?
What? Ariana and SpongeBob?
No, they're giving who's the villains in Pokemon?
Team Rocket. They are
giving Team Rocket.
Yes, actually, that's a great reference. Thank you. Yeah, you're right.
Are you about to tell me that Sharpay's brother wasn't gay?
Well, what did you think when you saw any of the content?
I thought, Vegas, let me hear you make some noise.
little bitsky. Well, fast forward, I don't know how many years it's been since High School Musical, but now we are in High School Musical, the musical, the series. And Lucas comes back as Ryan Evans and does a performance. And then at the end of the performance, goes into the crowd and kisses his boyfriend or partner or something.
Okay.
And so it's like confirmation reveal.
I thought you were going to say he kisses a woman.
No.
Everybody knew that boy was gay.
His is gay and partnered, and you will never guess who his partner is in the show.
Sharpay's trainer.
No. It's a
actor.
LGBTQ plus. A queer person you know, celebrity.
You're wanting me to guess the actor?
Mm-hmm.
Darren Criss.
They're not known for acting, but they play this role. They're a singer.
A singer not known for acting who plays this role.
Just a guest spot. Scott Hoying. I was watching the clip and I was ready to like be gagged just in general for like, you know, like the coming out moment. And then he goes and who he kisses. I said, oh, excuse me. Look who it is.
The newly married Scott Hoying.
The recently solo debut EP released Scott Hoying.
Wow.
Yes.
He can sing, he can act, he can a cappella.
What can't he do?
Okay. So are they married or what?
I don't know.
Will he reprise the role? Did they kiss with tongue?
I don't know. Should we get him on the line? I think we could. How many times did you kiss? Did you kiss with tongue? Were there any heavy, was there heavy petting? Did you grab ass?
Hey, when you had all of your plays and skits and stuff, did you ever have to kiss?
I do think I kissed a girl in one play.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And?
I had a ponytail when I did it.
Schwing.
If it was schwing, I don't want to be schwung. Ooh. I had a ponytail. I looked like a... I had these big, puffy, like, pants. What are those, like, palazzo pants?
Palazzo?
Like, no, what are those pants that are, like, MC Hammer pants? I had big, like...
Drop crotch? Yes,
it was a Shakespeare...
Who did you kiss?
Wishbone. Her name was Alyssa.
And did you have to, like, practice?
I don't think we ever practiced.
Well, you saved the lip lock for the big night.
I mean, I think we did it in rehearsals. It, like,
whoa.
It wasn't like tongue. It was just kind of like, and I barely have lip. Whoa. So it was just kind of skin against skin.
Did she have lip smackers?
I don't know if either of us had lips between the two of us.
Did you pop a Listerine strip before you got it?
Probably, maybe. But that was, my hair was so long, I could have it in a ponytail back then. And I was feeling my fantasy.
Damn.
And I did not know what shade my foundation had to be, so I was looking orange. I was orange Oompa Loompa House Down boots.
Girl, look how fucking orange you look.
Yeah. Painted for the quads.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today. Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, do you know who James Charles is?
No. I've never heard of him. Who is that? Is he friends with Tanya Khan?
Yeah. They allegedly have a new makeup line, and it's called Painted. But do you know what Painted means in our community?
Painted for the gods?
No, like, oh, he painted all over him.
Oh, wow. Well, now when you say it in that context, I sure do.
So when I saw he came out with a makeup line called Painted, I thought, was there nobody in the room? Nobody in the room knew to not? Or do people, is it a common, you don't use it, you don't know it.
I don't use it. I would never use it.
I'm not going around using it. I'm not going around. I am going around using it, but I'm not going around using it.
You're sure using it.
Well, if you pull out and he's painted all over.
I don't think you can say pull out on the pod.
Pull out? What do you mean I can't say pull out on the pod? I'm just pulling out for the pod. I'm just pulling out for the pod. Anyway, that's all I had to say about that. Are you going to watch the Drag Race 90-minute episodes?
Are they back again?
So season 15, you know how they had the cut down episodes that they planned to do 90 minute episodes. They cut it down because of the Gay Besties MTV show. And so the episodes got cut down to 60 minutes and everyone threw a fit. And then they eventually started airing the 90 minute episodes back again, like at the end of the season. Well, season 15 is now going to be re-airing on Paramount Plus as the 90 minute cuts. So it's each episode is going to have like 30 more minutes of footage.
I kind of want to watch that, but I still think now is not the time for me.
It's too soon?
It's too soon. The people on that season who bothered me, I'm not done being bothered by them yet.
You have to mute them on places.
No, I know. They are.
Okay.
But I mean, when they stumble across my TikTok or something, I think, oh, I'm still annoyed by you.
You know what I think? I think I think what was lost in the editing room floor is we are really going to see some justice for Lucy LaDuca.
I'm into it.
I'm into it.
All right. Well, if you watch it and
I'll report back.
If you watch it and it's worth watching, tell me. Because actually, I can fast forward through the parts I've already seen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know. Certainly people are going to be doing like each episode's like additional content roundup compilations.
Well,
so I'm probably finna wait for that, honey.
Okay, yeah, let's wait for it.
Okay. Hey, what time is it?
we're close.
Oh, I have only one more thing I wanted to say.
Okay,
but I don't have to.
I have one thing I could say.
You tell me your thing.
I was reading this article about things men are putting down. I mean, I guess it's along the lines of painting it.
Ooh.
It was all things the men are putting down on the bed during sex so they don't ruin the sheets.
Hmm.
And it was all, what's everyone using? What's everyone got?
What?
I think somebody somewhere was looking for tips on like things to lay down so like they don't ruin their sheets when they're painting the town red. Anyways, somebody replied and said they put down the pee pads for dogs.
It would work, I guess. It's there's a plastic element to it, so it's giving tarp, but it's also clothy to be absorbent. That's interesting.
They were all if I went to someone's house to have a little fun and they pulled out a dog's pee pad.
It's just, I'm going to be honest with you, it's too white.
I got to go for me. My Uber is here.
That's where you draw the line.
It would be there. I mean, I think I've drawn the line in a few different places, but that is a line for
me. You'd be drawing it. You'd be painting it, really.
A lot of people, you know what?
If it's collecting spillage and no harm, no foul, baby.
Too many people also wrote things along the lines of, I have a special blanket for that.
Oh.
and I was curious, but not curious enough, you know?
I mean, I think that's a good, as long as the special blanket gets cleaned every time, I'm chill about that, actually.
What could the special blanket be up to?
Things that I would like about the special blanket. Softness, absorbence. The size needs to be bigger than any, it should cover every angle of everything, so like, you don't have to be scooching it or like, hold on, let me pull it this way a little.
Let me relay down the corner of my special blanket.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't like that. And a lot of visualization happening. So like textures visually so that like you don't necessarily see individual things that might be going on. You know what I'm saying? A speckle effect.
What if it was a quilt with all pictures of you?
Sure. Something to aim at. Something to aim for.
Something to paint.
Yes. Have you ever seen those? How some people will lay down a canvas and have sex on it, and it'll be art that they display in their house.
I know you don't want to hear this, but yes, that happened on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
And how was the art?
Well, the guy, the husband got fired from
Did
his...
Did he paint?
The husband got fired from his job for doing it.
Oh, no. Well, what's his job?
Finance. He was like a...
That feels like a lawsuit waiting to happen. You can't fire me for painting.
It seemed like he worked at Chase Bank, but for like investments.
Is that not what Chase Bank does? I have no clue.
Well, they got checking accounts too.
Certainly. Certainly.
Well, is there anything else you had to say?
Just that my downed power line got fixed this morning. I've had a downed power line for months in my back patio.
And? What?
And I haven't told you any of this.
No.
Oh, my God. And it's been drooping, and I'm like,
It wasn't touching the ground.
No, but it's drooping, and it was touching on my office patio. So I have not gone out. I haven't had this door in my office slider open for months because of this. Because I'm like, the dogs will touch it. Like, it's on. You can touch it on my patio. Anyway, so I call the like power line people, and I've been trying to get them to come, and then after literally 2 months, they finally come, and squeaky wheel gets the grease, baby. So I have been squeaking. Trying to get them to come out here. They come, they look at it for 1 second, they say, that's not our line. That's one of the, it's either AT&T or Spectrum. So I call Spectrum, and Spectrum comes out and they go, oh, that's an AT&T line. So this has been, and then AT&T has taken months. So this has been over the course of, I don't know when it first started, April maybe? I don't know. And,
So AT&T today, fixed it today?
Today they came, they fixed it. I feel like I'm on top of the world, to be honest.
Damn.
I'm ready to celebrate.
Hey.
I'm ready to have this sliding door open.
I understand that feeling. I did my taxes this week, finally.
These are adult things. I got a binder for all of my warranties.
Don't worry. My taxes were extended, so I don't have to do them till October, but I did them this week.
And what were the results?
I just had to send them to my person.
So you didn't even do them.
I had to collate. I had to scan. I had
Wagulate.
I had to make a PDF.
Bitch, you didn't do shit.
Yeah, well, they're done now, and that email is finally checked off of my inbox.
Yeah, big TurboTax. You know what? When are we gonna really take that down,
honey?
TurboTax forcing the country through lobbying to like make tax doing complicated.
You know who's...
Even though the government knows how much we owe them, but they won't tell us how much we owe them, but we have to get it right. And if we don't, we get in trouble. What the hell?
You know who's got our back? My president, Elizabeth Warren.
Well...
There, I said it.
There, you said it. Oh my God, you're doing your taxes. I'm doing my down power line. You know what? I got a leaf mulcher and a leaf blower. I feel like I'm in my home ownership era.
I can't imagine you with a leaf blower.
It's intense. Well, when I couldn't move my down power line, I tried to use my leaf blower to blow it away because I'm like, I can't touch it. I tried. It didn't work. But it does blast crazy. It does. I just did a brand partnership with gayrealestate.com, and I honestly, it has made me kind of feel like maybe I'm kind of ready for a move. Maybe I'm feeling kind of antsy, like location wise. So I've been thinking about it. It's this website where it's got like 3,500 LGBTQ plus realtors. They've like represented all over the country for 25 years or something. So I feel like I can trust it. They can like point me in the direction of safe LGBTQ plus friendly neighborhoods. And it's free home buyers representation. And I don't know, like I feel like the process of figuring out buying a home is so complicated. So if I can work with a queer person anytime I'm doing anything, I feel good about that at least, and then we can figure it out from there. So yeah, are you staying in San Francisco?
I don't know. We've got to open the dog sanctuary, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh, is that? I wonder if they have that. If any realtors over there can figure out if they got any of those.
Listen,
I'll look into it. I'll let you know.
If you build it, they will come.
I'll bring the leaf blower. What do you bring to the table?
I'm bringing my amazing personality.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me having a great week because you know I did my taxes.
Hell yeah. You can find me having a great week because I can jump rope without electrocuting myself now.
Hell yeah.
That was a big fear.
I love that for you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
My little squeaky wheel.
Thanks, beep beep. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.